Neglected Gaming News, the Hot and Tired and Bothered podcast with fan noise. We're not doing anything about it, so just saying.
Suck it.
Yeah. Letting you know beforehand if fan noise is a problem. Don't know what I... do you know, technically today, if I employed people, anywhere I had to go and do work would have been illegal to have people doing work. In terms of temperature. It's like you can't make people be at work when it's 30 degrees. That's against the law. Unless they have a job that requires them to be in. Like, chefs are okay. They can do that. They can, oh, it's too hot in this kitchen, I'm going home. Well, I think they can, but the temperature is higher and you're a crap chef if you do that. But for podcasters, 30 degrees is probably illegal. I don't know. So I didn't do anything today. That's really what I'm saying.
It's a beautiful thing to do. Absolutely fuck all.
Yeah.
Well, I spent most of my day trying to spread my limbs as far apart from each or my other limbs relatively as possible. So I've just been doing the starfish today in front of the fan.
Traveling everywhere by cartwheel.
I must have done something. I know I went.
That would be good because you have airflow.
I went out and bought a fan. I definitely did that.
No, you know what? I loaded the dishwasher the other day and I was sweating like a glass blower's ass when I was finished. And I thought, I'm not doing fucking anything today. So that's that.
That's one of the more politically correct ones I've heard.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to steal that because I've been in need of one. Because you can't say. Well, I can't say
Beep.
It.
Yeah, you can't
I
say
can't,
it.
I can't say it. So anymore. Because Toys R Us is gone now. It's just inaccurate. So, starting with the gaming news.
Plus, big chain stores are always really well air-conditioned.
They are. They are indeed. So, the first section of our news is entitled, Nintendo Will Be Nintendo. And they will. And this week, they've had a very Nintendo-y week. They are suing a couple of well-known ROM websites for $100 million. Because
wonderful.
You can download Nintendo games for free off them. Right? They're going to destroy these websites because they really are offering Nintendo stuff for free download and you can't do that. There's just no question. It's kind of indefensible.
You know, Well, here's the thing. Even if you are like me and you do fall into the more often than not defending piracy as not really being all that harmful in general, these well-known sites are based out of Arizona in America, one of the countries with some of the strictest copyright laws in the world. They're not just being run out of there. They're based there.
Yeah.
That is remarkably stupid.
It really is.
Everyone else who runs these things, even if they're, you know, in bumfuck Idaho, they at least base their stuff out of somewhere in Eastern Europe.
Who says their servers are in China or something, usually, aren't they? So.
Yeah, they don't have, or they operate, you know, peer-to-peer, you know, BitTorrent type things. Where, you know, these guys just had a bunch of fucking servers loaded up with Nintendo ROMs
and
emulators.
They don't even have the Pirate Bay defense of none of this shit is here. We just have Pirate Bay, just have torrent files.
They're just pointing to the stuff.
They're just saying, look, it's over there. That's all. They haven't got the stuff. They haven't got the new Star Wars movie. Love ROMs really had all the stuff. I'm on loveroms.com right now. It's being shut down.
Yeah.
Now, I mean,
I did love they're currently shut down. A few days ago when the story hit, they did take the interim step of taking down all of the Nintendo ROMs as if that was gonna do anything.
Yeah.
Silly love ROMs.
I mean, because I can't pretend I didn't know of this website before this news story.
Oh, yeah.
Because they had ROMs for everything. Ever. It was incredible. It's just like a free game shop from the last 35 years, which is why it's being shut down, obviously. So I think that the problem would have been like, well, if Nintendo sue and win, and they will if they do, and they are, then Sony can and will, and Microsoft can and will, and everyone who is still a company. Because, I mean, this is where you sort of run into grey areas of moral defensiveness. That
yeah.
If a game came out in 1983 and the company that made it shut down in late 1983, and nobody owns anything to do with that game, then what's the harm?
Also, just to delve a little deeper into that, early Japan's sort of early software development days, you know, the defense that, well, the people who made it might still be getting royalties off of the, you know, re-releases, not so much. Not so much. The rights of, you know, workers in those days, you know, wasn't so great.
Yeah.
However, it becomes
a little less defensible when we're talking about the complete SNES library, and Nintendo are still trying to sell me a SNES Classic Mini, and probably I would... This is the flip side of it, is that whenever we've seen Nintendo take steps to shut stuff down, it's been because they've been doing their own thing surrounding it. Yeah. And the recent example of that is when they shut down a fan remake of Metroid 2 Samus Returns, whatever, from the Game Boy. And then they announced, oh, because we've got our own one coming. So the theory is, you know, they're shutting down these ROM sites with all the old games suddenly. And they've been there for fucking years.
This is one of, like, the oldest websites on the internet.
Yeah.
I remember when I first got the internet going to Love Roms.
This is not new. They've just woken up one day and thought, oh, yeah, let's sue the fuck out of them. So the theory is they've got a reason for doing that. And we know that their online service is launching soon, and we know that there are going to be old games involved in that. So there's that element of it. And also, we also would expect them to have an N64 Classic Mini coming out in time for Christmas.
Yeah.
Additionally, one of the reasons why it's always Nintendo making these headlines is that of the three, you know, the big three that we currently have, Sony, Microsoft, and Nintendo. Nintendo are the only ones who have games from the 8 and 16-bit era, which are ridiculously easy to emulate. Things from sort of N64 and onwards, you know, N64, PlayStation, they're still somewhat tricky. They're not perfect. People will, you know, still prefer to maybe seek out the original hardware in the game or play a modern port. Whereas, you know, if you want to play Super Mario Brothers 3 on an emulator, you will be getting a perfect experience. You know, there is very little difference.
Absolutely.
To playing it on, you know, so that's why those formats have always been more viable. And the other companies, you know, don't really have, you know, Atari and all that don't really have the presence to stamp down on.
I do have another magical wish not gonna happen thing that this could be for, that rather than just it be because they're gonna release games on their online system, but they're also gonna re-release original cartridges from these old systems, like brand new boxed on the shelves NES games.
You'll never see one in real life because they will be in other people's houses very quickly if they do those.
Not only do their own consoles still exist and work, but there's a number of third-party machines that these games will run on. And as you say, run perfectly well.
Yeah.
They can make the Retron a fucking
systems
killing.
And all that, yeah.
Yeah, they can make a fucking killing. Or, I don't know. But this is Nintendo. Is that money on the table? Oh, we'll leave it there. You know, that's what they do. Would you pay for that? Yeah. Oh, good to know. What? No.
I do love that after all the furore last year and the shortages over the past year, we are now at a point where I can go and buy a SNES Classic Mini for 50 quid. It's no bother.
Exactly. I've nearly picked up the NES one a number of times since it was re-released as well. Because I kind of feel guilty.
And yet, whenever the N64 one launches, you can guarantee it's going to be the exact same song and dance all over again.
Oh, yeah. But I'm not... I mean, what we've learned is don't pay over the odds. They said there would be enough and they'd come back later, and they did.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I trust that will happen again, so I'm not going to panic. So that's the lawsuits. If they go through with it, they will win. So we'll see what happens. They've also had a Game Boy Advance emulator taken off GitHub.
I was going to say, what if they brought out a Game Boy Advance Classic Mini? But then, of course, I remember they already have a Game Boy Advance Mini, and it's about as mini as you could conceivably make that console. It's, in fact, it's too mini.
They do, don't they? Yes.
I've always looked at that little thing and thought, that's too small. You went too far, boys.
Part of me still wants one.
Oh, absolutely. You know,
because they're but sort of at the same time, put it on your key ring, kind of small.
And then sit on it and feel the terrible pain.
Yeah, they're far too expensive.
Yeah.
I think you're looking at around the £100 mark for a working one, and bugger that. Game Boy Advance emulator taken off GitHub.
Yeah, and this is interesting because, as it says, Nintendo sort of famously in the 80s, and then Sony in the PlayStation. It was just before the PlayStation 2 launched. Both companies lost fairly high profile cases, which proved that emulation was legal. It's as long as the methods by which they are emulating your system have been developed by them, as long as they haven't stolen any of your code, as long as they have, you know, reverse engineered it themselves, that's fine. But it seems that this one may have actually contained some of the actual code from the Game Boy Advance BIOS, which meant that they were able to get it taken off online. Oh no, whatever will we do?
Yeah, it was the only and last Game Boy Advance emulator, wasn't it? There are no more. There's no other ways of doing it.
I can't even find the name of the particular emulator that was taken down, because there's so many of them.
There are just so many.
Yeah.
But again, it points to, like, why do it now?
I have noticed, because you did provide links to, like, Nintendo fan sites that were reporting these things. And the interesting thing about the Nintendo sites is, and the reason I actually put in the Kotaku site for the one about the ROMs, the Nintendo sites will not name the, you know, the sites, the ROMs, the emulators, whereas every other website is perfectly happy to say, you know, this emulator was taken down.
Right.
The Nintendo ones won't even deign to mention what the name of the thing that's been taken down. They go full super injunction on it.
Yeah, don't want to piss off Nintendo.
Yeah.
Not if your business relies on Nintendo giving you stuff and telling you stuff in secret and all that kind of thing. Don't piss them off.
Today, Nintendo crushed someone. That's all we know. We don't know who they crushed. We don't want to know. We don't know why. We don't want to know why. All we know is that good on them.
Yeah. And one more tiny good on them. It seems the Taiko Drummaster game could be coming to the UK. I need this game.
It is fun.
Please.
I mean, I presume it's not. I presume it's not what I played the arcade version. I mean, because I played the arcade version of this randomly, and the drum was about the width of a car tire.
Well,
sort of diameter of a car tire.
Smaller version of that. Yeah,
tiny one, but it's still a drum.
Yeah, it looks really fun. It is really fun to play. So yeah. I can't. I mean, the tiny version is going to be just as fun, I imagine.
I need them to bring this out. Really. It's please do so. Whoever makes it. I don't know who makes it.
I look forward to someone playing Dark Souls on it.
I've never thought that you were you possessed much rhythm.
I possess an incredible amount of rhythm.
He's a bassist.
Is he? I'm discovering new facets of you all the time.
I'm made of rhythm.
Are you?
Yeah.
Are you a slave to the rhythm, or are you a master of the rhythm?
Both. You can be both.
Oh.
That's how that goes. So please bring out Taiko Drummaster in the UK. Thank you. More stuff to fiddle with. Hori's really... Oh, I want them to bring out this in the UK as well. Hori have released some GameCube controllers because Smash
Bros.
For the Switch.
Yeah.
But they've been less fucking cheeky with them than Nintendo have. Nintendo gave the... They're just... Right. They're re-releasing the GameCube controller, and it is a GameCube controller.
You still need to buy an adapter?
You
of some
still
sort?
Need to buy an adapter which Nintendo are all too happy to sell you an official one of.
How much does it cost?
I think they're like 20 quid.
For what is essentially USB pass-through, that's a bit much.
Yeah. Hang on. GameCube controller. There we go. Typing it in, you see. The new controller itself is $29.99. And the adapter, which I'm sure it will show me if I click on the controller, yeah, is 20 quid.
And I'm sure that, so that's about 50 quid altogether, whereas I'm sure these Hori pads will be, you know, considerably less than that, and they'll be all that you need. They just plug into the Switch's USB port.
Yes. And consequently, probably plug into your PC or anything else with a USB port.
Yeah, I would guess there will be a driver available.
Yeah. But they've said these are only Japan.
Yeah.
And there's a Mario-themed one and a Zelda-themed one and a Pikachu-themed one. And I want
Zelda
all of them.
One? Well, I'm a little underwhelmed by the Zelda one.
Yeah,
they're
just
always a bit underwhelming. It's always just black. Yeah.
Why isn't it green?
Yeah, they were just about to say, why isn't it green?
Or the new blue color that we all think of now.
The cartridges, like the Zelda cartridges are always gold, so why not make it gold, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
It's so many other choices. I mean, even that banana yellow Pikachu one looks nicer.
I do like the Mario one, though.
They're three very nice things, and the addition of, you know, the Switch buttons, the Switch-based buttons, you know, the additional things there, you know. It's better than just a fucking GameCube controller.
Yeah, it is. They are far superior to the Nintendo ones. And you know they'll be decent quality because they're Hori.
Yep.
So that's frustrating.
I'm just looking at these pictures, and even though it's clear plastic, you can see the texture that they've applied for grip. It just looks... Mm. Yes.
And I could... Mind you, I could actually do with a spare GameCube controller. Or at least a recently made GameCube controller. For the GameCube. Let's see, I can get... Yeah, it's $49.98 for the controller and the adapter.
Sorry, I'm just reading. I'm testing out Google's Translate for the official pages. Hori Classic Controller for Nintendo Switch Super Mario. It is a gamepad for the Nintendo Switch. A long period of time is also fatigue, lightweight design, and gameplay. Machine translation has a ways to go, is what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. It does. Never forget the Star Trek Voyager box sets I had that were English translated into Chinese and back again.
Ooh. I always wanted to do set up a bot, a Twitter bot that would take Stephen Fry's tweets, translate them into a random other language, then translate that back to English, and then retweet them.
You could do that.
I lack the know-how.
I don't know how you do it.
Yeah.
In other news, Elgato have launched a Stream Deck Mini, and everybody wants one, kind of.
Yeah, I do. I have no need of this.
What does it do exactly? Explain to a dum-dum.
Right. It's a little box that plugs into your USB port on your PC, and it has six buttons on it, and you can program those six buttons to do anything.
Oh, okay.
And you can send a little picture that shows up on the button on the box.
Sadly, that anything only involves stuff that your computer can do, because I would like a bring me a sandwich and a drink button.
Yeah.
But I've been told to fuck off one too many times now.
That's because you're asking, Allison.
Yeah. It's just not. I need a button rather than
I'm sure
text.
You could probably do something, but you could probably do something like, because didn't World of Warcraft have that tie-in with Domino's where they added, you know, they added a shortcut to the game that if you triggered it, it would order a Domino's pizza for you?
Did they really?
I'm sure that you could probably wire that through to your Stream Deck. And of course, they're selling this, you know, they're marketing this towards streamers, but, you know, it's just a tiny keyboard, you know, programmable, so you could use it for anything.
Yes, and each button is a little LCD screen, so it looks great, and you can change what the buttons look like. The thing is, this mm-hmm. mini one, which is...
$100, six buttons.
Oh, I've seen it on regular Amazon, though. Hang on.
Oh.
Stream Deck. Is it mini?
This is the Mini, yes.
Bear with me. There, it's $89.95 on Amazon.
And how much is the full one?
The full one is $134.89. And I don't think that the smaller one is cheaper enough to only have 6 buttons, because the big one has 15. Maybe
I don't know.
Maybe if it had been $79.95, it would have been a little better. Absolutely perfect at $69.95. So I'm not rushing out. I do want one. I want the big one, to be perfectly honest, because I know as soon as I figure out things for the buttons to do, 6 is not going to be enough.
Yeah, you're just going to want more buttons.
So don't piss about. Just get the big one. Yeah. I hear only good things about these. And I do kind of want one, both for streaming and general fuckery.
I mean, I hate to enable you, but this would be, you know, good for podcasting potentially.
That is also what I thought.
It'd be great for editing and, you know, it'd be great for editing photos, video, audio, anything, you know, anything that requires, you know, more shortcuts. Because I cannot remember. I control C, control V. That's, you know, it took me a long time to remember that it's no longer control alt delete, it's control shift escape, you know, to bring up the task manager. This is, if you give me a little box I can put a picture on, then I'll remember it.
It's like I could do it. There are shortcuts on apps on the Mac that, God, if I could have a button that does that, because you also have the problem of your keyboard shortcuts work for the frontmost app.
Yeah.
And so my keyboard shortcuts right now are set up to do things in Chrome. If I want to mute the microphone suddenly, I can't do that without going over to clicking on Audio Hijack and then doing it. Yeah. If that could be a button, my God, that would be amazing. And so I do want one. In fact, clearly I want a couple of these.
And I am very glad that this is, I just like to say, if they had brought this out and instead of buttons, they were each little touch screens, I would have hated it. I think buttons are the future. Yes. Every time I get in a car now, and on the radio or on the dash, it has a touchscreen panel rather than buttons. I just think, oh fuck you!
It's the way forward.
Give me
it's the future.
A fucking button.
Buttons are great, although these are silent buttons, which I get why they've done that. I do like a good click.
Can I pay extra for a clicky version?
Sadly, no. But they're meant to be silent, so you can use them while you're streaming and stuff. It's the right choice they made. If they can make silent buttons, they should make silent buttons. But I would use the shit out of that for my stream. Mm-hmm. I stream games, everybody, if you want to watch me do that. Although I've not been doing it at set times, so it's kind of random.
That's why people haven't been watching.
I know. Microsoft's Xbox adaptive controller has packaging that is just as clever as the thing inside.
Oh, I've been watching that GIF over and over, and oh, I just want the box. I don't give a shit about the controller.
It's absolutely wonderful. I mean, basically the story, we've talked many times about this adaptive controller for people with disabilities. And also people who just want something really cool by the looks of it. And basically what they put out this little, I don't know how these stories get out. They just decide to tell people a nice story somehow. And they basically said they spent ages thinking about the packaging because regular boxes are rubbish for people with disabilities. And this being a product for people with disabilities, shouldn't they be able to open it? Makes sense to me. And just looking at this GIF on the Verge of this box opening itself, it's wonderful.
It's all tabs and, you know, pulling ribbons and lifting things and unfolding. Oh, it's so satisfying to watch.
It really is. And I think just an example of, again, something we don't think about, but... Mm-hmm. This makes a difference to somebody's day in a big way. Plus, it's really fucking clever.
I think the blister pack packaging was a sort of ploy to make people who were able-bodied imagine, you know, experience some of the frustration that people with disabilities experience on a day-to-day basis. The first time you pick up a pair of scissors that are encased in a solid block of hard plastic that you have to use a pair of scissors to cut open, you get it. You kind of get it.
Yeah. How did the first pair of scissors get opened, everybody? How did that happen? We don't know.
Life hack for you, lads. If you have one of those blister pack, one of those things that scissors come in, tin opener. Tin opener. Opens them up a treat.
Who has a tin opener now? All tins are pull open.
Yeah, that's true. I don't think we actually
not
have
one. If you buy Sainsbury's own brand tins of things, they still require a tin opener.
And that's Sainsbury's as well. They're supposed to be posh.
Sainsbury's
is there to keep the riffraff out of Waitrose.
Agreed. Although I wasn't going to mention this, but since you bring it up, Sainsbury's had the stroke of genius to remove their own brand bottled water from the shelves for over 2 weeks in order to change the design of the bottle. They did this during one of the hottest and longest heat waves in UK modern UK history. Well fucking done.
But they do have Argoses inside that stay open late and they buy 7-inch desk fans, so I forgive them.
Yeah, they're not all bad. The reason I was upset is I quite like that water.
Yeah.
I'm drinking it right now.
I'm trying bottled water, like flavored bottled water. I drink far too many fizzy drinks and it's bad for my teeth. Or so says my dentist. I need an alarming number of fillings.
What does he know? He spends all day looking in people's mouths.
It's a lady.
Mine too. I don't know why I defaulted to male.
It's weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
So that's that one then. I just got an email, which I find massively distracting. Don't even know what it was. Just the ping noise happened on my computer. Moving on. Any old bollocks.
Obey the noise.
Oh, an Amazon order is shit. Steam's new friends and chat update is now live.
Yes, which I first learned about when a random pop-up happened on my laptop, and I was like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, exciting, isn't it?
It would be if I talked to people.
Yeah, same, if I had any friends apart from Mike.
Yeah, I opened
that. Doesn't want to talk to me.
I immediately opened this thing up and I was like, oh, this looks nice. This is all, you know, it's all fold out menus and it has, you know, little things you can favorite people and move them around. And you can do it. And I was like, I'm never, ever going to use this. Huh. That's nice. The one fun thing about it, though, is because I use a skinned version of Steam, I use a skin called Metro. This does mean that it broke the skin. So I had to disable it, only to find that in the long period of time where I've been using this skin, Steam has actually changed its appearance to more closely resemble the skin that I was using.
Right.
Which was weird.
Very odd. Maybe they'd seen it and liked it too.
Yeah. Yeah, it does look a little nicer now.
God, you see, this then causes me to open Steam, which causes me to look at Steam, which causes me to see what Steam are offering for cheap. I'm just done. Do you know what? I saw a news story before the show started. It's the Nintendo Switch summer sale, and I thought, oh, fuck off. there are no more games to own.
The problem is you bought a nice new PC, so all these things are available to you. Whereas with me, I was looking at Steam the other day, just browsing. I've been watching a couple of Let's Plays online, and I thought, oh, these might be nice games, and my laptop just will not run them. So that dream is dead immediately.
Yeah, well, my first 3 years with a nice new PC, every Steam sale was just, oh, fuck, here we go again. No, you know, it's just like, well, yeah, whatever. Fuck it. You have nothing to offer me.
Yeah, I just can't look at it anymore. But I actually discovered something Steam did that I didn't know it did.
What did Steam do that you Steam's didn't know it did?
Will stream games across my network.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't know it did that. So I can play the PC games on my Mac over the network.
Oh, yeah.
I had no idea. And it's
not, it's only if you want to extend it to a TV or something that you need a Steam link.
Yeah.
Or you could just plug, you know, your laptop into the TV.
I could, couldn't I? I could plug you my could laptop that. Into the TV.
Yeah. Uh-huh. This is probably why Steam are trying to get rid of all their Steam links.
Probably why.
Yeah, why they're so though. Cheap.
I could so do that. I could so do that. Might do that later. And then I can play F1 2017 big on the TV. Although my home network's not great. And internet has been so spotty. We've lost like 10 megabits.
Oh, it's been dreadful up here.
Just it's been melting. Dodgy here as well, yeah. I think I genuinely think that is the problem. I think the switches, the terminal, whatever you call them, the local things are overheating.
Wouldn't surprise me. I have read there's something about the weather that screws it up. We clearly have not much to say about Steam Chat because we don't chat on Steam.
I kind of wish I did. It looks, you know, kind of cool, but unfortunately I don't talk to people. So.
Well, you need a thing, a headset for starters, and then we can play Fortnite.
Yeah.
Because I want a squad, if I'm honest. And Emma, you need to, would you just play Fortnite, please?
I've got to play other things. You know, things where I'm having actual fun, as opposed to you two going, I don't want to do this, I don't want to do that, fuck this, fuck that about Fortnite. So, you know, I'm having fun by myself, thanks.
Okay.
You'll go blind.
I kind of want to start with something with listeners then. That would seem to be a sensible thing to do.
Yes, I'm sure there's loads of them who play Fortnite.
We have a group on Steam. People should join our group. Is that a thing? Yeah, it's still a thing.
You might have to revive, blow the dust off the thing. It's been a while, hasn't it?
Well, yeah, this may be a turn it off and turn it back on again type situation.
Do you think? Shall I do that?
I think it might be.
Mind you, I don't have any control over it.
Oh, right. Was this set up by someone else?
Yeah, I didn't set it up.
Start a new one with Blackjack and Hookers.
Because I wouldn't have called it Simply Syndicated Listeners. And that's it. Where does it tell me who runs that? Administrators. Atomic Groups. Trivia Kev. Can't imagine who that is.
Well, you've just hurt his feelings.
Trivia Hawk. Not sure about that.
I do enjoy that it has 123 members.
It really does.
Yeah, I kind of like that. That's my IQ.
So we should do something with this. Should we do something? Would seem two, sensible.
2 points away from getting into Mensa. I'm not better.
I thought Mensa was 140.
No, 125.
Is it?
Oh. I believe.
Bloody hell, they let me in. Shit. Don't join Mensa, it's a nerd.
I am aware.
I have my IQ tested, but I don't want to break their machine that measures it. What else do we have? Steam, Amazon no longer offering £2 pre-order discount for Prime members.
Boo.
Yeah, you miserable fuckers. Now there's really no reason to pre-order a game.
And well, this was a for Prime nice members, when... and are they still doing that thing where they're only offering certain games to Prime subscribers?
No
Remember they
idea.
Were doing that?
They were.
They were withholding certain products for only Prime members, which pissed a lot of people off, understandably.
Yeah, but I am a Prime member, so I have no idea. All the games I want are there, so I don't know. That's ultimately the problem.
Yeah, I mean, my problem is that in our household, Chuck is the one who is the Prime member, and I'm not. So, this is the problem.
You can share it. Get him to set that up. It's you go and you can because Alice, I pay for the Prime on my account, but Alison has it, and you can share your Kindle and Audible libraries.
Wasn't mad about this until I read that Amazon US offers a 20% discount. Fuck me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot, isn't it?
Yeah.
Their Prime costs quite a bit more for them, though, doesn't it, than it does for us? They just had a big price rise, didn't they?
I think possibly, yes.
Yeah, it's roughly equivalent, though. I think they're in a mode of, let's destroy GameStop.
Yeah.
I think that's what they're doing.
old Jeff is, you know, got a mountain to hollow out and turn into a bomb villain fortress and, you know,
exactly.
Toss money, doesn't it, so...
I hope MI6 really does have someone that's going to take him down one day.
Because
I think we're going that way. So no more £2. Well, I can live with it. It's been a while since I pre-ordered a game, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah, well, the last one I did was the Wolfenstein. Was Wolfenstein, and I think I got my. But I mean, because it was less than almost any. Because we had a thing about being a bit confused about the pricing, and then they upgraded my version for no reason and stuff like that. So I wasn't going to complain too much about the two. I wouldn't have complained too much about the £2 price point.
They dicked about with that for some reason.
Yeah. Never did find out why you couldn't pre-order it, did we?
No.
And do you remember, like, when there was stuff you couldn't pre-order from Sony? And
first-party titles. You can pre-order first-party titles, like God of War and stuff like
is
that.
Is that still a thing, then, or is that sorted?
I have a list.
The game ordering was sorted, but other things have disappeared since, and still no one knows why.
Let's have a look. You can pre-order, you can pre-order, like, The Last of Us Part 2, Death Stranding, and stuff like that. So, you can do that.
Yeah, I was going to say that because the Spider-Man game is imminent, isn't it? I mean, that's September. But incidentally, Mike, I saw that they're doing a vinyl for that. So
I saw that too.
Yeah.
But I'm not. Shut up. If it doesn't have the original Spider-Man theme tune on it, then it's worthless to me.
You've got to have it on it. Please don't. Yeah, or you'll need it. I'm having it all on with wanting that Spider-Man Special Edition PS4 Pro. Have you seen that?
I can't. Yeah. I thought it was okay.
Mm.
It's like, oh, shiny.
Just a big red box.
I don't want one, but I want that one, you know. But now the PC's here, there's really no point in a PS4 Pro.
Yeah.
Just no. Yeah, I don't know. The GameCube. The PS4 is going to have some first-party games come out for me to buy them now. I think that's how that gets it. I'm stalling because I've lost my agenda.
It does have a decent amount of good first-party titles. It's just I'm kind of bitter that I have the base model rather than the pro model.
I would.
So I'm waiting until like Digital Foundry do, tell me whether it's okay to buy Spider-Man for the base model. Or if it, sucks ass and you need the pro.
That's the thing. I mean, it's such a risk. The whole pre-order thing is such a gamble, isn't it? I mean, I do it so rarely, but just purely because of you don't know what it's going to be like. And is it going to work? You know, I mean, Wolfenstein was such a Hail Mary for me, hoping it was going to be all right. I mean, and, you sort of think that on the balance of probability, it's probably going to be pretty decent. But, it's such a risk, man. Now that they've
split, the thing into two tiers, they've added another level of sort of, okay, even if it works on the top one, is it going to work on the B? They've made it even more difficult to commit.
Yeah.
I can now pre-order a subscription to Nintendo Online membership on Amazon. Why on earth would anybody do that?
Amazon do have a they do put stuff up like as soon as it's announced. Like the Spider-Man for PlayStation 4, they have had, Amazon themselves have had like three different listings from as soon as it was announced. And like they haven't bothered to update it. Like every time a new trailer comes out, they put up a new fucking listing and just say, for anyone who has added the old one to a list, it's now see all buying options, no longer available from this seller. Right. And you have to go and find the new goddamn listing.
Fun. But yeah.
At least they don't take your money until it's shipped, but goddamn.
The idea of pre-ordering an online membership.
It's are they
going to run out? Why would I not just like, the new Switch Online service is out, I guess I'll go sign up to that then, and then I go and sign up to it. Why do I need to do that now? What possible benefit could that have even to Nintendo? I honestly don't know. It's weird. Don't do that, people. And staying with Amazon, they're offering some. Oh God! What really takes the piss is that the picture of the PC in the article is my PC.
I know, that's so weird.
It really is. It's bizarre. Amazon is offering some customers interest-free months to pay for PC parts. No credit check, no nothing, just here's your 1080 Ti, pay us over 5 months. Okay.
I'm guessing this is just Amazon.com at the moment.
Yeah, you must reside
in the USA. Your Amazon.com account must have been active for a year. You must have a valid credit card and a good payment history on Amazon.com, which is a good point because, like, Amazon, as far as they're aware, my credit score with them must be, you know, amazing. Wouldn't it be weird if Amazon became part of your credit system?
Well, I suppose that because obviously, you know, as well with some banks and PayPal do, like, it's delayed. So you pay and then they take it out later. I suppose that if you fucked up your days and then there wasn't enough to pay the PayPal, you know, if you're doing it through a seller and stuff like that, you know, eBay style, then obviously that would then reflect badly on your Amazon. If you do it that way, if you pay that way, I suppose. But yeah, same. The other thing is, I suppose they'd be sort of looking at if your account's in good standing. I suppose if you've got a lot of disputes with sellers or, you know, you're sending a lot of stuff back or, you know, I expect that you wouldn't be extended said courtesy. So yeah, it's quite interesting that they're sort of, like you say, going for no credit check, no sort of usual things like what Currys would make you do if you were trying to do the same thing here.
Yeah, because the sort of the biggest online competitor to, you know, Amazon, and possibly a more reliable site perhaps would be somewhere like Newegg or scan.co.uk in the UK at least for buying computer parts, and where they do have, you know, payment plans, they are all tied to outside agencies who run credit checks and, you know, you do have interest and you have to have decent credit and are also kind of dodgy.
Yeah.
When I was considering buying some parts, I was very close to taking out a plan, and I read up the particular place I was that they offered. There was an odd history of people with really good credit checks getting denied.
Right.
And the idea is they wanted to get people who had bad payment histories because then they could keep them on the line and keep charging increased interest over a longer period of time.
Oh, lovely.
It's that kind of, it's kind of scummy.
Yeah, that really is kind of scummy.
Yeah. I mean, it's brilliant in its way. I was like, that's a really, really good, terrible idea. That is a smart, awful person.
Yeah, it really is. They're the worst kind. So fortunately, we can't do that yet.
Yet.
Which is very lucky. Because terrifying.
Oh, you are.
Well, I mean, I do wonder if, obviously, I mean, because we've got much different rules in the UK about financial services and all that sort of thing. I mean, we've had our fair share of scandals with, payday lenders and things like that. Yeah. So, I mean, although it's interest free, I mean, you know, it's still the same things of people fundamentally buying something they can't afford at the point of sale and things like that. So I do wonder if they couldn't offer such a thing in the UK without some other legal framework in place. So we'll see if it ends up getting rolled out.
Sorry, has one of you moved the microphone? Because there's suddenly breathing or wind noise.
Sorry, yeah, I was standing up a second, sorry.
All right, okay.
Don't do that.
Sit down.
I'm sitting down now.
Remain standing.
It's the movement that causes the problems. Stay in whatever position you are now. Lift one leg in the air. I hope you're doing that.
I'll trust you did. We heard that.
Yeah, absolutely. Good. Good to know. So, this is potentially just terrifying. No, I'm going to be good with it.
No, be good with it. Well, because you don't want to end up in thrall to a man who's hollering out a volcano as we speak.
Exactly.
So, don't do it.
There's nothing I need. Anyway, they are doing it, though. So maybe coming to a country near you.
He has so much money. I imagine that, like, if you fall behind your payments, instead of having to pay interest, you just have to go and spend time with him. Sort of, you know, laugh at his bad jokes.
Yeah,
telling
I think
the decor on the inside of Skull Mountain is really tasteful. And, you know, chicks dig it.
He's just lonely.
you have to introduce them to your sister, you know, that kind of thing.
You know what's weird? This has made me scroll back through my Amazon purchase history, and it's odd how many items are still there available for sale from like 2005 and stuff like that. Oh, I bought some Wii games in 2007. Gosh. Is that all the news this week? No, there's...
Kinda
yes,
was.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
That was all the news this week.
Yeah.
So we'll move on to the second part of the show. This is where Mike explains if and how he bought that game. What did you do it in the end? And say it out loud. Say what you did. Did you?
And bear in mind that I can see what you're doing on Steam, so don't tell no porkies.
That's all the time we've got for this week, ladies and gentlemen. You can sign up at Simply Everything, and you can give them your
work.
Money.
It's not going to work.
Okay.
If you don't say it, I'll say it for you if you want. Would that help?
No.
You bought No Man's Sky, didn't
Again.
You?
Yeah, I did.
To be fair, it's just had a massive update. Again, it's had, like, Sea of Thieves. It's had a game added to it, hasn't it?
It has had a game
so
added to it.
You thought you'd check it, and it was half off on Steam.
Yeah, and I went to some people who I thought were my friends, and I tried to get help with this to deal with it. And they were neither helpful in dissuading me or enabling me. And that was all I wanted. One or the other would have been nice.
I dissuaded you as hard as I could.
I made no such attempt.
More accurately, as I could be bothered to do, as I was incredibly hot and unhappy.
So yeah, I sat with this thing in my cart for like an hour, and eventually I bought it. And I loaded it up. I bought it and I installed it last night. I couldn't bring myself to play it until today, where I've put in a couple of hours. I'm still sort of, you know, which is still sort of very early. It seems like it's weird. It's so weird looking at it, because in many ways it looks very much the same, you know, aesthetic and everything. But in other ways, it has been completely redone. Like you say, it feels like a game now, rather than just a fucking lie. No. They've changed a lot of stuff. It feels a lot more, but so far it feels less grindy. They've made improvements to some of their systems. So things like the procedural generation is now a little bit curated. So that's, you know, things look a little nicer. You don't have, you know, things still look weird, but they don't look stupid anymore. I hate myself.
It's okay. It's only a game. It's only a game. Don't worry. It's okay.
We did talk a lot of shit about it, though. So.
Yeah, so, well, you know what's so irritating is I binge watched the second series of Luke Cage this week.
Okay.
And you've watched the second series of Luke Cage, haven't you?
Yeah, I have, yeah.
You know the scene where the man gets set on fire?
Yeah.
It's a really incredible scene, isn't it? It's like, you know, it's pure CG. It looks great. Looks great. And I looked at that and I imagine Sean Murray. and I was disappointed when he was put out of his misery when the lady shot him in the head. So I still feel that. I so badly do not wish to give this game any more consideration because it hurt me so bad.
You should play it for a while.
I will, and I just so bad, but I know that I so badly want to hate it. I don't know what to feel anymore. I'm going through a real personal crisis with this son of a bitch.
I always think it's best to feel nothing.
Whenever possible.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why it cut me so much. I developed this callus, and then No Man's Sky made me hope again. And then I opened myself up to it, and it just plunged a claw into the soft meat of my sensibilities, and it twisted, and now here I am giving it a second chance.
Bastard thing.
Is it good though, or what?
Yeah, it's any good.
I really don't know.
Are you not in a position to yet know, because you're
I'm not in a position to make any kind of I'm still discovering sort of the systems, the new system, the new gameplay systems and the new way they, because they have made some pretty huge changes to how everything works. Base building, they've changed the way resources are gathered and converted. It's multiplayer now, so that's nice, 2 years late. It's third person, which I'm actually going to turn off because I think I preferred it in first person, but they added a third person mode because you can now do character customization. What is fun is that some of the things that I remember using from the first time I played it was a few of the little tricks that I discovered, getting around, running around. You can run and you've got a jetpack. And it was discovered fairly quickly in the base game that you can actually, you can also melee attack. You can punch stuff. And there was a trick that was discovered. If you're sprinting and you punch something and jump with the jetpack at the exact same time, you can propel yourself forward at massive speeds. Just, you're dragging yourself by your own momentum. I'm really glad that that hasn't been patched out, because as well as being really useful, it's just fun.
Sounds like a laugh.
It is.
Do they still have I've seen of No Man's Sky is sort of a couple of people sort of trying it out let's play style when it first came out, and one of the major complaints that people had is that if you go to a planet and start like mining resources and mucking about, there's like some space police that turn up and tell you to stop being naughty. Are they still in it?
Those guys are still there.
Oh, fuck off with that.
Them lot are still there. I think they've added planets and asteroids and stuff where they aren't there sometimes. Okay. They've added more variety, because one of the big problems with the initial release was that every single planet, it was visually different, but it was effectively identical. They all had the same things to do on them. They all had the same presence. They all had, it really went against the game's core idea of, discovering a procedurally generated universe. The idea that everything was different when every single place that you went had exactly the same things, just with a different face on it. Mm. So I think they've made some steps to get rid of that. I'll tell you next week.
Fair enough. I mean,
that's the best I can do.
It also dropped for Xbox this week. So, I mean, obviously that's part of all the big update that's happened with it. And a lot of people went, maybe check it out. But then it sort of, the achievements came out and all the achievement hunters went, nope, including me, because the achievements are either 16, 32 or 64 points. And I will not tolerate my achievement scores not ending a 0 or a 5. I'm out.
Can I tell you, I actually saw it and I thought, I like that. I really like that. I like that they've done that to annoy people.
Yeah, they have. They genuinely have.
If they needed to do anything, it was annoy people.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. That's the nice thing. The good thing about Steam is that achievements don't have points.
PlayStation, their trophies. But now on Xbox, it is a number, and I just cannot tolerate the thought of having it finishing in like 8 or 6 or 2 points. Nope. So I'm out on it.
Yeah,
unless
well,
I can get an achievement and make it add up to a 0.
Yeah.
Well, if anyone wants to pick it up, it's still 50% off on Green Man Gaming.
Yeah, and Steam.
And
it's
Yeah,
yeah, and
they're both
Steam,
about 1999 or 1950.
Yeah,
somewhere around there. I'm just looking here. I added on Steam, and it's interesting. They do have it has Steam Workshop integration, but I'm just looking at it, and all it is because they added a good while ago. They added base building to it. It's just bases. You can sort of upload your own and download your own bases to and from the Steam Cloud, which is kind of cool. They do look kind of fun. I'm just not ready to hope again.
Fair enough.
And if I have to start reconsidering past decisions, where does that leave me?
That's advancement. That's growth. That's what that is. No, it's good.
Bullshit.
If more people could reconsider past decisions, maybe we could stop Brexit.
Progress is simplification. If I can get everything down, if I can have to worry about less stuff, that's gooder.
That is gooder.
You're starting to sound like the bloody Sphinx from Mystery Men.
Oh, yeah. I got to rewatch Mystery Man. But
did you play anything else this week?
I played some more Fortnite. You said you were having an off, a bad week.
Really shit week.
I've suddenly gotten not good by any standard, but slightly better at it somehow. I didn't make any changes to anything. I just suddenly was in matches where I was like able to point at stuff and shoot it.
Yeah,
the things that I was pointing and shooting at would go all dead and stuff.
I've just had a week of being one shot killed immediately by every other player I've encountered.
Right.
And it's been frustrating as hell. Because I never seem to one shot kill anyone. And I seem to
always be
one shot killed.
Yeah.
I did have one spectacular round on the Wii where I got the sniper rifle thing.
Yeah. Did you do what I told you to do?
No. It was purely by chance, because you can't really plan, because you don't know where there's going to be a sniper rifle. It's pretty much a case of, here's one. Now I need to do that thing where I kill people with it. And I just happened to find myself perched on top of a mountain kind of thing, looking down on two people who were trying to shoot each other and had no fucking clue I was there. And
that's always good.
With two shots, I just killed them both immediately. It was fantastic.
Yeah, this was the weekly challenge to get three sniper rifle kills, and you did it seemingly through luck and skill. I did it the slightly more cynical way, which is if you play either squad mode or 50v50 mode, whenever you take down someone's health to zero, they don't die. They go down. They go into a prone state where they're crawling along the ground and they can't do anything, at which point they have... irritatingly, I think they need to fix this. It means that whenever someone goes down, they get basically 100 more health, because you have to take 100 more health away from them to actually kill them.
Yeah.
Which I think it should be like 50. It doesn't make it sort of seems like, you know, it basically everyone starts the game with 200% health. Seems a bit much. 150 would be fine. But yeah, so what you do is you take a normal weapon like an assault rifle, you shoot them until they fall down, then you get out your sniper rifle, put the barrel of it against their forehead, and put the fucker down.
That's one way.
That's how I did it. And it's how I plan to do this week's explosives kills. I am fully planning to put someone down and attach a sticky grenade to their butt.
Oh my god! That's how I can finish off week one.
That's going to be a screenshot this week.
I still got to kill three people with grenades from week one.
Yes, I believe that's how I did it. Yeah.
I mean, it's one of those things, like, all you need to do is keep going into game after game and just throwing grenades at people, and eventually it will happen. And I'm rubbish at it. I could do with the grenade launcher.
It's been a slight thing, because I have been playing a lot of 50v50 and squad modes. I have suffered. They've added in the update last week, they added the basketball and golf ball emotes, wherein you throw a basketball or hit a whack a golf ball with your mining tool. And I have had several occasions the humiliation of someone putting me down into a prone state, and then I assume this is because I play as a female character, pelting me with balls.
That's disgraceful.
It is. And I just want to say, having experienced this, Emma, I understand.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
I understand everything now.
Too damn right. It's horrible. Stop stop the submission, Fortnite.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Genuinely, though, I have in a lot of pregame lobbies also, I do find myself being pelted with balls. It's...
I don't get the pregame. Why does anybody bother to move in the pregame lobby?
I just hit the nearest dancing mode.
Like, oh, it's not started yet. And then other people start fucking dancing and knocking shit down.
I usually just bring up the map and have a look at where we're going to be going.
I could understand if some of the stuff you knocked down carried through into the actual game.
Hmm.
But it certainly did not.
Yeah. So that, and I also played a little bit of Sonic Mania.
Ah, with
the new Sonic Mania Plus came out. I think I bought it just before last week's show, and it became available. You could buy the Encore mode, the Plus upgrade on Steam for like £4. So I figured, screw it, why not? So I, because it had been so long since I've actually played Sonic Mania, I deleted my data beforehand and started fresh. And I've been having a lot of fun with it. It's an interesting, it's a lot of fun, but it's surprisingly hard.
Well,
at some points, like the bonus stages are really difficult.
I'm stuck on it. I'm genuinely stuck on it.
Yeah.
I'm crap at platformers at the best of times, but I'm stuck on it, which is no fun.
I'm fine with the levels. It's just the Get Blue Spheres. I hated that game when I was a kid, and I fucking hate it now.
I'm no good at that bit either.
I've always sucked at that, and it's back, and because it's running, because it's capable of doing things that it could never do on the old hardware, it's even worse. I basically have to pray each time I go into a bonus stage that it's basically just a bunch of blue balls in a row and that it's going to throw me a bone. So I haven't actually touched, I haven't gotten anywhere near the actual, Encore mode, the Plus content. I'm still just playing through the base game.
Cool.
Yeah.
Emma, your go then.
Yeah. Okay. I'm talking of things that I do many years after everyone else does them. I've been playing Minecraft this week.
How do you find it? I'm sure
it's lovely.
I'm sure it's completely different from when I played it.
Yeah, it's changed a lot. I mean, because obviously I've watched a hell of a lot of Minecraft Let's Plays in my time and seen other people play it, and I was able to get hold of a copy for the Xbox One, sort of the new release that's come out with like some DLC and stuff for £4.
There's so many different versions of it now as well.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. So the latest Xbox release for it, I picked up, and I've been having a lovely time. I'm hollowing out a mountain so I can put a skull in front of it at the moment. So yes, I'm having a lovely time with it.
We shall call you Jeff.
I really enjoyed it a lot more than I thought, because like when I first started I was sort of frightened and confused and not really sure what I was supposed to be doing, but once I sort of got out of the mindset of you should be doing this, and sort of going, right, okay, so now you must do X, Y, and Z, and just sort of going, okay, well, I'll just sort of potter along at my own pace a bit, have a lovely time with it. So
it's so weird to like consider what kind of a game Minecraft is, because it's so many things.
Well, it's anything you like, isn't it, really?
It's a survival game, it's a crafting game, it's online, but it's also single player, it has a story, but it's also not a story game. It's a farming simulator, but, you don't have to do any farming. It's, there's combat, but you can say, fuck that. It's so bizarrely open.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, I am sort of at the moment eventually aiming to sort of fight the Ender Dragon and do all that sort of fun stuff. But just whenever, just it's not like urgent, if you see what I mean.
Back when I was playing, that shit wasn't even there. I think they just introduced this. They introduced the idea of a story mode. You know, the idea of dragons was like, what? What about these green fuckers that run up and explode? That's the level I'm willing to commit here.
Yeah, I mean, there's loads and loads of different stuff now, so.
I mean, Minecraft has been pretty much the number one selling game on the Switch eShop since it came out. And I think it is as we sit here right now.
Oh, yeah. And Emma, you could cross-play.
Yes.
We could. I've never, ever played Minecraft with people. Just like, you know, I was like, what? No, this is a private thing.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think not doing it with people kind of negates the point, doesn't it? I mean, if you're building stuff and no one ever sees it, what's the point?
It's mine.
Well, I was going to say, making art is for its own enjoyment is certainly a worthy pursuit, surely. So I'm not saying the stuff that I may build one day is going to be art, but if it gave me enjoyment, then I think it's entirely worthwhile.
Fair enough.
Maybe I'll just be a complete sort of technologically impaired nerd that I am and just take a picture of the thing I built with my phone and put it on Facebook.
That's what you should do.
Yeah.
Do that.
Speaking of taking pictures of stuff I did on the TV and putting that picture on Facebook, I've been playing a bit of Scribblenauts Showdown as well this week. It's the same old Scribblenauts game you like with some added party games as well. It's got like a versus mode and like a sort of Mario Party-esque kind of four-way board game mode, as well as kind of a sandbox thing which is sort of most like the Scribblenauts games of old. So yeah, quite enjoyable. It does make you feel forever alone though, because it's like, play this with a friend. And I was like, I've got a friend who wants to play games with me. We want to play this game with me, because Chuckle just complained he doesn't understand the buttons, which is what usually happens when I try and get him to play games with me. But yeah, you can play versus a computer and kick its ass, which is always quite fun. So yeah, there's like wordy games and button mashy games. I mean, it is definitely aimed at like sort of family type stuff, you know, with multiple controllers and all that sort of stuff. But yeah, the sandbox mode is loads of fun. I would say at the price point is at the moment that I've seen it advertised, I would hesitate to pay £20 for it. But if you can get it at about the 10-12 mark, then it's totally worth it. You'll get a lot of fun enjoyment out of it. Also, if you've played the other Scribblenauts games and like those, you'll like this.
I think I haven't played Scribblenauts since like one of the first ones on the DS.
Yeah,
I've played 3DS, DS.
Yeah, same. Because I played that first one that came out on the DS, and then there was Scribblenauts Unlimited, I think, came out, and I played that.
I think that's the one on Steam, and I think that's the one that has Steam, Steam. It has the Steam Workshop, so you can add stuff into it, which sounds perfect.
Yeah, I expect there's a lot. I mean, I played it when it first came out. I don't even want to know what sort of Bacchanalian hell it is now.
I really want dicks in it. I want there to be a setting where you can turn on where it, rather than go into like the Steam Workshop and say, yes, I want this, 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 and this, I want there to be a setting where you can turn it on where you can just say access all of the workshop content. And when I enter a word, if there is something that matches it from the Steam Workshop, dump it in front of me. I want to see some weird shit.
Yeah, I bet there's some really weird shit. And
like if I enter in dick, I don't want to have to pick the dick beforehand. I want you to pick a random dick from the storehouse of a billion dicks.
And show me the gallery of dicks. But I mean, in this one, I mean, they do really lean into sort of how nerdy and all that sort of stuff is. I mean, there's stuff in this that if you're a kid would just confuse you. Like one of the objectives you get is sort out the Shuggoth. You're like, okay, cool, all right. So wandering around the stage, and yep, sure enough, there's a Shuggoth. Feed it, and it turns into some sort of shambling terror, and and then you've got to kill it. I can only imagine, you know, an 8-year-old walking up and going, what the fuck is that? It's super nerdy, and it's definitely it's aimed at families, but they definitely know that it's going to be elderly nerds like me playing it. So it's fun though.
You've just reminded me of a thing that happened this week? I'm just looking for it. Yeah, I saw a trailer for a game called The Miskatonic.
Yes. Ooh, okay.
Yeah, I saw it, and it was a timeline trailer. It was sort of a trailer for the world that they're building up. It's a visual novel set inside a universe where, like, Cthulhu, you know, Lovecraftian horror is a thing, and it has been for some time, and people are now starting to study it. And the Miskatonic is this university which is set up to study it, and they put out this trailer, this 2 minute long trailer, which is, it sets out the timeline of events sort of leading up to the game over you know, the past 50 to 100 years, and it's, I so badly want to be interested in it, but unfortunately the art style that they've chosen is like, it's not even anime, it's like lolly, it's like, you know, it's massive eyes and even bigger tits, you know, tiny, you know, little girl characters with ridiculously large attributes. And I was just like, oh, why couldn't you choose an art style that matched the tone of the game that you're going for? It was just really disappointing. Yeah, but I'll keep an eye on it. It's from Rapscallion Games.
Interesting.
Is it my go now?
Yeah.
Okay, then. I've played some things this week, to say the least. I just confused myself because I'm looking at my Steam library and it said there was only one thing installed. It was like, where the fuck have all my games gone? I'm on my Mac that has only one thing installed. So I should go to recent. So because there's still sales, I got F1 2017, which was like $11.99 instead of £1 million. And it's like watching fucking TV. It's amazing.
Racing games, they always look goddamn brilliant.
It just is fantastic. And it's a really good game as well. I've only done one Grand Prix, but that's because you do many practice sessions and qualifying. And there are now challenges when you're doing your practice sessions because you have to win research points to do research things on your car. Lots of animations. It's got the people who do the voiceovers for TV. Loving it. Well worth $11.99. If you don't like Formula One racing, you probably won't like it.
See, this is the thing. This is why I'm not into sports. Well, this is one of the reasons I'm not into sports, is that I want it to be as simple as the person who came first, that's the winner. But then they introduce all these other rules, and there are leagues and points, and suddenly the guy, as long as you manage to come in second, you'll be fine. The person who came in first, they might lose in the long run. I just person wins, they won. That's the thing.
It's not really much more complicated than that on a race by race basis. People come first and stuff like that. It's the thing. Anyway. I also got NBA 2K18 because I like basketball games for some reason. And it was $5.99. It's fucking huge. It was like a 70 gig download.
Fuck me.
Bloody hell.
Yeah.
God damn, son.
F1 2017 was a 20 gig download. By
No
way
Man's
of comparison.
Sky, which procedurally generates an entire universe, supposedly was like 9 gig.
Well, that's kind of the point. The whole universe isn't in there till you run it.
True. And
then it creates that universe on your hard drive. It takes all the space. But NBA 2K18 also looks like the television. It's also incredible. Probably a good game. I don't know. I've played like one short game just to see what it looked like. It is the one that's full of microtransactions and is like, pay $1,000 in-game dollars to change your haircut. And then again to change it back if you don't like it. And no, we won't show you what it looks like beforehand. I'm not going to touch any of that stuff. I have no interest in that. I got it because it was a basketball game. I don't know who any players on any teams are. I don't care if it's accurate or becomes inaccurate.
Is LeBron James a basketballer?
Yes.
Yay, I win.
There you
Yay,
go.
Yay, well done.
Anything.
It's fine. It looks incredible. But until there's one that looks even better, there's no reason for me to ever buy another one, which is the way of things. But I just like having a basketball game, and it's pretty cool. I've been battling on with Civ 6, and I still now prefer it to Civ 5, which there's a controversial thing to say. But
it's Sean Bean still alive?
He is. He hasn't died yet. He's just reading voiceovers.
They'll manage it somehow.
They'll get it in there towards the end of the game, probably.
Honestly, if they didn't put that in as an Easter egg, the entire game is a fucking failure.
Absolutely.
If they haven't put in some way to kill Sean Bean, to kill the narrator, some sort of, you know, that's a meta victory.
Maybe once I've won a game on hard.
You've reached the conditions for a meta victory.
I've also played a lot of Outrun games this week. Gosh, they're fun. I'm doing a video on Outrun 2006 Coast to Coast for having too long a title, but also being a very good game. So everybody look out for that. But oh, they're fun. Yeah, I forgot Outrun was fun.
I don't think I've played any Outrun game other than like the original.
Well, this is kind of like an updated version of the original, but I say that it's 12 years old. So it's an updated in 2006 version of the original. The PS2 version looks pretty good. It costs a fortune if you want to get the Xbox version though, for some reason. Clearly it didn't sell as well on there.
I just looked for it on Steam, but the only game on Steam is Outrunner, which is a like platformer.
Yeah,
so I'm guessing it's not.
Not that one. No. I don't know if there is a PC version.
Yeah, well, not on Steam anyway. We have Outrunner, Outrunner 2, and Neon Soul Outrun.
Right.
Which is... It is a driving game-ish, I think. Looks interesting.
Yeah, it's a PS2 and Xbox game.
All right.
So you'll need one of those things. And I still recommend getting a PS2 to everyone, especially when they're like 30 quid. You know, I get quite a lot of use out of mine, especially now I can plug it into that PC. I think that's been it. Oh, Octopath Traveler on the Switch.
Oh, how is it?
It's still fucking awesome. I don't know why I keep censoring my swearing. Occasionally,
because you're a cunt.
I know. It's still awesome. It's an extremely good game. It's so good to play. It's so satisfying to win battles and nail enemies. It looks beautiful. The music is jammed in my brain and playing on an almost constant basis, which is annoying when I try to sleep. I can't recommend it enough. If you have a Switch, you need to pick up Octopath Traveler. If you don't have a Switch, get a Switch and play Octopath Traveler on it. It's another reason to buy a Switch. So, and all those people who are like, it needs to come to PS4. No, it doesn't.
Does it have a 3DS version?
No.
Because looking at it, it looks to me, from what I've seen, that it would have no problem running on a 3DS. They could quite easily port it, so I imagine it might come to the 3DS at some point.
I doubt severely that it will.
Really?
Very much so.
Have they made such a big deal of it being on Switch?
Yeah, there's no way this is coming to the 3DS. And it really does use a lot of modern lighting and particle effects and that kind of thing. I know that...
They sort can of strip like that down.
The buildings and the characters are 16-bit style. I would argue they're closer to 32-bit style.
Well, we'll have to get out our bit ruler and measure their bits.
We should. But it's you know, like when there's 16-bit water, but it's still sparkling, like realistically. It looks wonderful. And it's like an Unreal Engine game. It's not tiny and simple and basic by any means. It is just of a style. And I can't recommend it enough. Really, it's just lots of fun to play. And like I say, another reason to buy a Switch. As if we needed more.
I know. We have enough reasons, Nintendo. Give us a year to catch up.
I still can't believe that I'm the only one of the three of us that has a Switch.
I ain't got no fucking money, dude.
Well, you got No Man's Sky money.
That was 20 quid.
I know.
I was going to say, does a Switch cost 20 quid?
If only. Then I'd let Alison have one.
Let.
But as it is.
Wonderful.
Yeah, she's got my PS4. In general, I don't really... I've got three Switch friends. That's it.
Do you talk to any of them?
No, because you can't do anything with your Switch friends.
That's right.
It's just they are there, and it tells me when they're online and what they're playing. That I can't even send a message to somebody.
Which, to be fair, though, is about the same level of interaction you can have with Fortnite friends.
Well, without a headset, yeah.
Because basically you are... the game, fucking bizarrely, the game does have a chat system, but you can only access it in the lobby.
Yeah.
As soon as you go into a game, the chat system cuts off for some reason.
I expect that's because of all the racism.
Possibly. I did. The only time I have wanted to use one is when someone put me into a down position, built a house around me, put a window in the house, and then fired a grenade in to kill me.
Bastard.
I did. You can guess the message that I wanted to send him, but yeah. It was only afterwards I realized, okay, he was probably just trying to get his explosives challenge completed.
He probably but still, was. You might have helped him get a thing there.
Don't build a fucking house around me. I don't want a mausoleum.
I've had people on my team build a house around me to protect them whilst reviving me.
Oh yeah, one thing that's made me kind of happy. I noticed it myself, but then it popped up online. There's been reports. They have made the structures in Fortnite a little flimsier. They're a little easier to shoot down now.
Really?
I hope the strength continues, because like I say, I think I would enjoy the game considerably more if there was less fort in Fortnite.
Well, we'll be hopping over onto that PC next week later to find that out. In fact, as soon as we finish the show, which is going to be soon, to be honest.
Yeah, because
that's it.
No news. Not
that's
as
it.
Much.
Hey, we've done an hour and a half of show. It's fine.
When's the next big thing? When's the next gaming thing?
Isn't it GameCon?
That's when everything's coming out.
I think Gamescom, Germany, August. I think it's about a month away. Gamescom 2018. Yeah, 21st of August. So we've got a while.
Yeah, and that will be a big thing, though.
Yeah.
Maybe that Pro Controller will come out.
Possibly. Nintendo have said that they did not reveal everything back at E3.
They have, but rather than go to Gamescom, they'll
do their own thing.
Yeah, they'll do a Nintendo Direct.
Yeah, they'll just announce that Waluigi's in Smash and then everyone will be happy.
I'm kind of at the point where I'm expecting a Nintendo Direct to drop at any given moment. I will not be surprised when there's another one. I have no reason to think that necessarily, but I feel like there's pressure on them to say something.
See, I know that if I say that there's one going on right now, you won't believe me, but you will still have to check.
I know.
And I kind of love that.
Now you've said that, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. I won't. I won't go wait till the show's finished and then go and check. I'm not going to do it.
You'll have missed all the news.
I won't miss the news. It will be fine. It will be fine, because it's not really happening right now. And I know that. Thank you for listening, everybody. I hope you had a fun time talking about games with us. If you were talking, we didn't hear. Go and visit simplysyndicated.com for all our other content that's there with us and other people, that sort of thing. I've derailed at this point. It's so hot. The fan didn't go off, though. simplysyndicated.com/everything to get ad-free versions of the shows and the entire back catalogue of everything. And that's all I can get out of my brain for the rest of the evening. I'm going to go and be one-shot killed by children in Fortnite. Actually, the kids are awful, as you would expect. It's the other adults that are utter bastards. But that's another issue. Right, thank you for listening, everybody. Bye-bye. They're done.
That's it. No, you can check for the direct.